Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room show wherever you go. Download the radio.com app now. More of the random question 844-999 Ola.
Random.
Hello, Alex. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random. Hola, senores.
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Alex, this is one of the hardest questions I think we've ever asked. It's just hard to do this for anyone, okay? But here it is.
Yep.
What would you say is your all-time favorite band? All-time favorite band?
That would have to be Crush 40.
Crush 40.
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm a little let down, kind of anticlimactic. I have no idea who the hell they are.
Yeah, they're not very well known in terms of, like, mainstream. They did, like, a lot of soundtracks for video games that I played a lot as a kid, so they kind of hold a special place in my heart.
All right. That makes sense.
Are they an instrumental band, or are they
I guess you would use the term, like rock or metal, I guess.
Okay, so their big thing is doing the music for video games, which actually is a very good idea, but do they ever go out on tour or anything? Are there enough people that recognize them they could sell out a mid-sized show?
I think they have, because a lot of their stuff is their own original work. It wasn't made for games. It's just that
their
rights for their songs have been used in stuff I played, so that's how I figured out who they are. But yeah, they've done that.
Okay, now they're a band with lyrics and a lead singer and all that?
Yeah, they got a whole thing. I don't remember who the lead singer is now, but I do know that the guitarist is a legendary man with long, flowing white hair.
A legendary man with long, flowing white hair.
What, like is that Gandalf?
Edgar Winter.
Yeah, you love this band.
Yeah, okay. But no chance of ever seeing them live, I guess?
Probably not.
Okay.
I have no idea where to even start.
And what is their name again?
Google.
Crush 40. Crush like that. You crush a can and then 40. Yes, I believe it's still 40.
Crush
it
40.
It might be something else now.
Well, if they get old, maybe Crush 50. Miles is looking them up right now.
I got Crush 40, a personal account of someone named June, who is the sound director at Sega Sonic Adventure Series.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Somewhat. Okay.
All right, well, there's a star.
Oh, there he is, the man with the flowing hair and the guitar.
Yes, it is Gandalf, in fact. All right.
He is out of Tokyo, so he is a Japanese artist.
Well, get on Twitter and find him, fool. Come on, man.
I thought I was going to get a little crazier than that, like Rush or Tool.
How is that crazy?
Well, I don't know.
Tool are not crazy.
I mean, just as far as being your all-time favorite band.
Sure.
Thought it would be something that at least one of us would go, aha, I've heard of them.
Yeah, that was met with,
That's a tough question.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It is hard. Because you think, okay, it's one thing to say.
The older you get, the tougher it gets.
Your all-time favorite artist being, you know, one person, so labeled. But then you have a band that goes out as a band. So
sure.
That's a little bit different.
But Faith No More has to be in there, because I absolutely love Faith No More. I'm a Chili Peppers apologist. Chili Peppers, Fishbone has to be in there, but then also Tool. But growing up, the thing that brought me the most joy was Kiss. And none of these, all of these bands are considerably better than Kiss, no band has brought me the immense joy. So there's always this soft spot in my heart for Kiss, even though you realize they're a pretty terrible band, but a lot of fun.
And a lot of bands just have great albums. And you might just really love them based on one good album, not necessarily the fact that they are your favorite band of all time.
But it's the best album you ever heard.
I mean, your kids listening to Men at Work. I mean, my mind, when I was growing up, that was one of the better albums that I had.
My son loves Cargo from Men at Work, right? And he loves Truth and Soul from Fishbone, and I feel bad because he loves them, right? And every time, and he can sing all the lyrics, and I'm looking at him like, bro, you will never see either of these bands.
Does he scream Ma and Paul when he sings it out loud?
You know what's great is he has no idea what they're talking about, so let it go.
I throw Alice in Chains in there as well.
Okay, yeah. That's not what about you? Because you've been a Biggie guy since I've known you, but also Justin Timberlake, as long as I've known
right,
you.
Right, but if I would put NSYNC. So that's what I'm saying. Group, to me, is harder. Like, individual people's easier.
Sure, because there's something about them as a human
being. Also, you know who else I'd throw in there?
Who?
Just because anytime you listen to them, it's fun. Even when I didn't listen to rock, we listened to AC/DC.
Yeah, sure. You got to put them in there, right?
Yeah.
I know it's totally cliche, but I mean, I grew up on Led Zeppelin.
It is cliche, but I think that speaks to why people say it. Like, right, they were that good. The Beatles. Everyone knows the Beatles.
But
right?
I'll take Zeppelin. You know, I'll like the Stones. Zeppelin. I like Pink Floyd. I'll take Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. I like Black Sabbath. I'll take Led Zeppelin. I love Thin Lizzy. I love, you know, all that stuff.
So that's your all-time favorite, just period.
Hands down. I mean, I like T-Rex. I like all kinds of stuff. But I guess it's just Zeppelin. And David Bowie on the same tip.
You know what I like is all of its current. I mean, clearly, music that's
all right. Greta Van Fleet
the last
is good.
400 years as a
Beatles. Greta Van Fleet's good.
Zeppelin, then.
Okay. I like them a lot. Sure. See, I like Zeppelin. The reason we ask, what is your favorite band? And this is going to kill you, Steve. Chuck E. Cheese is officially killing off its Animatronic Animal Band.
Oh no!
That's right.
Where are the creepiness and bad vibes going to come from now?
They're selling these things off like crazy, and people are buying them and putting them in their homes, in their downstairs rec rooms and stuff.
There's no good place.
I'm not kidding you. The large robot animals sort of lip-syncing different songs, they are gone. They started phasing out the band a few years ago as they redesigned about 80 of their locations, and now they've decided to just get rid of the bands in
the other
520 or so locations.
Do you know, they had to have I'm sure it's Chuck E. Cheese and the...
It doesn't say. Well, I bet they have a name.
They have to have a name. You can't just say it's the band.
It's the moment you've been waiting for.
They're replacing the band with a dance floor that lights up when you step on.
Ooh,
so the locations will have some employees dressed up as Chuck E. Cheese. Then he goes out and starts dancing on the dance floor, and then the squares light up, and then all the kids love it.
You have to hope kids love it. Otherwise, it's just some lonely employee dressed like a rat dancing on a floor.
I just like the Chuck E. Cheese, the new version, too. It's a pizzeria now.
Come on, man.
A pizzeria?
Ted, let me ask you a question.
You're right.
Because you know mascots, right?
That's not true.
All right, let's just say that I am in a location of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
It's not the most popular. Let's say it's Peoria, Illinois. All right?
Okay, the Chuck E. Cheese of Peoria, Illinois.
But my goal is one day I want to be a rat dancing in Chicago.
Okay.
So I worked the Peoria circuit in my rat costume, right? But I'm just killing it on the dance floor.
In Peoria, you're saying?
Yes, right. I'm just killing it. Like, you know, like the minor leagues, right? Do I have a chance to move up in the Chuck E. Cheese world to be a mascot at like a bigger location, you know what I mean, with a higher profile?
Like, I love my job, but I want to move to a bigger city.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can I move up in the company if I am, in fact, the rat?
I don't know, man. I don't know about corporate mascots. I mainly know about sports ones.
You know, because...
I feel like you got to start in the minor league somewhere.
You do. And you have to have some kind of talent, and you had to have done this before. You can't just step in and play one of these roles unless you've got some experience.
I do not believe that there is a Chuck E. Cheese in Peoria. Oh, no, there is. There is, in fact, a Chuck E. Cheese in Peoria. I just wanted to get that covered, make sure you weren't wasting your time.
But then if you hit the big time, you get the call, you're like, who is this? And they say, it's Chicago, Chuck E. Cheese, we'd like to talk to you. And you go, oh, my God.
Pack your rat outfit, grab a plane ticket.
Years around you, they tape it, you know what I mean?
It's his just dream
like,
came true.
It's like National Signing Day.
His brother's Gritty in Philadelphia. Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Marcy, welcome to the program. The random question. Let's see here. All right, Marcy. Let's go with this one. What do you do for a living, Marcy? What's your last job or the job you're currently employed at?
I've been a nurse for 26 years.
All right. So that's a long
time.
Do you
get a tear in your eye every time you hear the 12 Days of Christmas? Aren't there some nurses doing something?
No. Okay. No. Now, is it just...
Aren't they like nurses milking or something? Mm-hmm. Like it's a tribute to...
Maids are milking.
Maids. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Now, Marcy, this question has to do with sex in a little bit of ways.
I don't know what song you're listening to.
13 Days of Christmas. Right. But the nurses are awesome.
Is it just the television perspective, or is there a sexually charged environment, would you say, where you work, or has there been before?
There has this long time ago, but I work at Madigan, and we're in the surgical department, and we have one of the most awesome teams around. We have the best nurses that I've ever worked with.
Okay, but early on in your career, you have worked at a place where people were, I guess, you know, interdating or whatever within the company?
nurses, yeah, that sort of thing.
I mean, is that fairly routine? If I'm at your average hospital, right, I just go, I don't know, routine checkup.
I think that's more Grey's Anatomy.
All right.
Oh, okay. That's a shame, because I was hoping to get lucky in a broom closet.
Now, is it true what they say about nurses as far as their adventurousness?
Is that what they say or what you believe?
No, it's what I'm thinking, in the scrubs.
I just want to be very
clear. Will you please stop stepping on my fantasy?
I'm just asking if it's everyone or you.
Yeah, because like, look, man, there's no place, there's nothing you haven't seen. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, you know the whole body and all that stuff. So, like, is it, you know what
do
I mean?
You need done to you by a nurse,
you know what I'm saying? Like, is it... Are you more open in the bedroom because of that?
I will not answer that question.
Okay. So that's a yes. All right. Yeah, okay. See, because that's what I kind of thought. Because once that doesn't, once it's clinical to some degree, then you know what I mean?
Well, that doesn't sound exciting.
It's not exciting, but what I'm saying
I don't want anyone to call it my penis. If we're having sex,
you wouldn't care.
Because then call it the
what
worst euphemism
you've
got.
What if I
got?
Said, Steve, what a mighty large penis you have?
I mean, so, I'm just saying.
The things that I see are usually people over the age of 75.
No, we don't know. And I don't want to know. But you know.
Sure, sure. Well, the reason we ask, what do you do for a living? According to a new survey, which group of, what occupation out there do you think has more sex than any other?
Farmers.
It's farmers.
Is it with people?
1 in 3 say they have sex daily. The top 6 jobs that report having the most sex are, 1, farmers. 2, architects. Ted, this is going to come a shock to you. 3, hairdressers. Followed by people in advertising, lawyers, and teachers. Again, those are the top 6 jobs where people have the most
sex. I can believe that.
Survey did not release the bottom 5, just the last place job.
Which is?
Journalists and broadcasters.
And people always
are you angry?
What's so funny
why do you
there,
guys
Rana?
Sound so angry?
Why are you so laughing?
Why you guys always so mean? Do you understand now? Mm-hmm. You understand? It's called pent-up aggression.
Survey also asked people to rate they were getting it on. And farmers were on top again, too, just plowing that field. 67% say, quote, incredible sex happens in the farmer bedroom.
Are farmers saying that or people that have slept with farmers saying? If you ask me how I am in bed, I'm spectacular.
It's easier, too. There's only 10 farmers left.
Right. The 5 jobs where people say they're getting the best at getting it on. So the best at sex.
All right.
Farmers, 1. Doctors, 2. Architects, 3. Followed by construction workers, and then people in advertising.
Really?
Yes. People in advertising. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Just joining us, Mr. Show. All episodes of the men's room are available on radio.com. All right, time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A few from our random questionnaire. This one in response to the question about Pabst Blue Ribbon coming out with 99 packs of beer in 15 states. Granted, it's a little bit more expensive than if you were to buy it in a 30-pack. It's a novelty item. We asked you how much have you drank or
99
consumed.
Cans of beer in the box. 99 cans of beer.
Guys, I was 14. Myself and 2 friends drank a half a gallon of very cheap whiskey. I blacked out and got alcohol poisoning. When I passed out, my friend covered me in newspaper next to the fire. Luckily, I was across the street from my house, and my stepdad found me as I caught on fire. He dragged me inside by my foot, tossed me in the tub full of cold water. I don't remember anything until about 48 hours later, when I woke up projectile vomiting in my bed. Haven't had a drink, or haven't drank like that since. Rock on, bitches.
Okay.
As far as going to St. Louis and going up into St. Louis Arch.
Yes.
Ola, from someone who's been in the arch several times, Ted is right as far as the size of the elevator. The cart goes up about 5 feet, and it starts to tilt. It hits a trigger that resets it to a level position. This goes on all the way to the top of the arch. If it didn't tilt back to level, you would fall on your face when the door opened. And it does the same in reverse going back down. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy. As far as a place that you thought was maybe one of the most disgusting, disturbing places that you've been in, gloomy, depressing, however you want to phrase it, Aaron from Montana says, paradise would be Western Washington compared to Montana. Take your rain and freeze it for 5 months. Drop the temperature to minus 25 and add wind, so it's really negative 35. It's not that you can't go skiing or whatever. It's just that you can't go outside, period. And we have a few comments.
Yeah, we had a few comments about Chuck E. Cheese. I guess you said Chuck E. Cheese announced the end of the animatronic band. They're selling these things to people. Wonder if the band had a name. Someone says, the band from Chuck E. Cheese is Munchies Make Believe Band. Munchies Make Believe Band. From there, Miles, and again, you always say, people say, nurses, particularly freaky in bed, just based on the fact they see everything.
Sure,
at work.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's your theory, but nevertheless.
It's a working theory.
Some people have chimed in. They say nurses are definitely wilder. Nurses are, and I quote, freaky deaky. We continue. I've dated a bunch of nurses, and everyone knows they're wild. They add, because nothing grosses them out. And then it ends with this one. My wife is a nurse. Not very adventurous. Miles bums me out every time he brings
man,
it up.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. This is my non-adventurous nurse wife.
Right.
She brought the cheese. Moving on to the birthday requests, all of you people, I'd like to wish my son Ashton a very happy fifth birthday. He's been listening his whole life, and he loves to sing along to the birthday song. He would love to hear an Andropinus and maybe Mickey and Goofy talking about the importance of not drawing on the walls. That from Das Pope.
Andropinus.
Well, God, to put it in perspective, all Goofy here was born at a litter of nine. Three of them drew on the walls. Now there's six of us.
The thing is, you don't want to paint your walls. Everybody knows that. You can use that any way you want. The main thing is color on coloring paper.
I try to call color paper to call walls wall. When you draw on the wall, it gives your parents license to kill you.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you want to go to Disney World, stop drawing on the wall.
Unless you're right, I want to go to Disney World.
Bacholos, can I get a birthday shout-out to my niece, Leah? She is 8 years old today and is enjoying the rest of the day. Thanks, guys. That from Betty Jean. How about a little kid fish sandwich there for Leah, who's 8?
Fish sandwich!
Guys, my son has reached double digits today. Please wish Bodie a happy 10th birthday with a fish sandwich. And maybe little Coach Ted give him a pep talk on turning 10 there. That from the dad.
Fish sandwich!
10 years old, big year, double digits. First thing you're going to do, you're going to walk into that 7-Eleven. You're going to say, Dad, today we get that 2-liter of Sprite. Enjoy it, son.
Sprite, huh?
I always go Sprite.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I like.
No caffeine.
I assume all children love Sprite.
They do, and there's no caffeine.
But y'all, as a longtime listener, being stationed in Everett in my Navy days, can I please get a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about Batman for my girlfriend's 25th? Cheers, guys. That from Casey.
Yeah, if he's really Batman, you want to lift up his cape and prove once and for all that he was assless chaps.
Yes, it's Batman. I love his style, it's so German. To have a tiny little other man with you in tights.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah.
Birthday shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Shell. I love you, baby. Can she get a Sarah Palin and the Dirty Germans talking about baking bread? That from Thomas.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, so much to say about baking bread. It's stuffed with yeast and something in the oven.
Yeah, it's the end. It's a lot like making love. Again, there's yeast involved and you're waiting for something to rise.
Yeah, also crusty on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, Miles, that's how bread works.
Yeah, we're talking about the bread.
You gonna butter that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both sides.
I've never buttered both sides of my bread.
Yeah, it's fun.
You have not lived?
You know, it's because I date nurses.
Yeah, they are freaky. Freaky bread lovers.
Isn't that a term? I bet you butter both sides of bread.
Birthday shout out from the Dirty Germans to my honey and the best daddy in the world and working hard there with crazy people. Happy birthday to Jesse Strand, everybody.
Yeah, I work with crazy people all day. I will massage you, but not with my hands.
Yeah, it'll be with a yam.
Yeah. A yam massage?
Yeah.
Yeah, same color and tape it on the end.
Yeah, ham and yam go together.
Yeah, that's what they call us around this scene, ham and yam.
Yeah, which one of us is ham? Which one of us is yam?
You might be surprised.
Oh, sweet potato.
Today is my 37th birthday. My daughter and I listen to you on our long commute home every day, and it would be great if we could get a little kid fish sandwich and Al hitting the window to help us on our way out. Thank you, guys. Dad from Lacey.
Fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Oh, see, here we go.
You made a mistake.
What's that?
Today's my birthday, too.
Oh, are you talking about Mickey Mouse?
It is.
Look out. We're going to throw you a surprise. Mickey is 91 years old.
You know, when you're the king, people forget your birthdays. They think every day is just a fantasy for me.
Do you think it's ironic that you and Minnie were both born on the same day and she's not getting the same love?
No.
Well, as Mickey always says, well, she's a woman. It's what he says all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
I mean, happy birthday, Minnie. Nothing?
No. It's my birthday. It's my part.
It is your part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe 4 years from now, she'll get one. Okay.
She can go to Dead No Yuri for all we care.
Yeah. Let's get a contestant online for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999. Hold a couple extra emails. What's the dumb reason you got into a fight? Guys, living in Miami a few years back with my ex, myself, a few friends of hers, went to a show called Country 500, which is a big country musical festival. It's day two of it, and we're leaving, and this drunk girl had her top fall off and exposed her breasts. So instantly, a fight between me and my ex breaks out about me seeing the drunk girl's bongos. And I'm trying to explain I just saw them. I didn't look at them. And that it was completely different. So for the next week, it's still an issue. And she continues to argue with me about this woman accidentally having her top slip off and me seeing her breasts.
That tells me this woman was exceptionally hot and had great boobs. As a 78-year-old woman, she didn't even bring it up.
Guys, let's see here what you don't need to know. Guys, I'm a manager as well as a server at a family-owned barbecue restaurant here in the Bay Area. I have worked in the restaurant area industry for 10 years. This is something that has irked me for my whole career. And this is from what you don't need to know. I really don't like it and find it very rude when a guest is ordering with me or one of my serving staff and says, let me get, for an example, let me get a two-meat combo. And I'm not a racist, but I hear it the most in the form of, let me get a Modelo. Or, let me get a Corona. I speak both Spanish and English fluently and lived in Venezuela for a year or so, so I understand that Spanish doesn't always translate perfectly to English as far as education is concerned, but some people know better and choose to sound ignorant when they speak. It doesn't bother me so much these days, but it took me a few years to for that phrase not to bother me badly enough, for it not to burn me up a little bit. I think I finally got over it when I found myself saying something like at 7-Eleven, let me get a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just heard it so much it became a part of my vocabulary. Thanks, guys. That from Mike in San Jose.
Mike, you can't let it bother you, man. I mean, look.
Is that a problem?
I've definitely said that over and over.
Oh, like, sure, man.
And sometimes I'm just looking at a menu talking to a buddy, so it's not, I'm not choosing to be rude. I'm just like, let me get a beer.
And I'll tell you what, man, I'll put it in perspective for you. So I was always angry when I worked in restaurants, and the problem, it's you. Like, you know what I hated hearing in restaurants most? Hey, Steve. It's like, shut up. Right? So maybe it's just not the industry for you.
It's just the customers and the coworkers.
I had a great one yesterday.
What's that?
I was in the grocery store, and the guy had to put on gloves to get some of these shrimps out.
Right, right.
And then as he takes his glove off, I go, you know what? Throw in one more pound. And he just kind of looks at me. I go, probably could have said that before you took the glove off.
My bad.
He's like, mm-hmm.
Mm. You don't do the dad joke when they put the gloves on ever?
What?
Oh, I didn't want all that.
No.
The guy just wants to grab shrimp. It's like,
I'm talking about like they put the glove on a Subway. I'm like, hey, I just want the sandwich, buddy. Appreciate you finding me attractive and everything, but I'll take the 6-inch sub.
Okay,
let's
see here.
Yes, exactly right.
Here's our favorite
customer. Yay. You make the
sandwiches this time. Oh, hey, buddy. Don't you think that's a little aggressive? We just met.
Are you one of those people, too, that's like, let me get 3 red onions?
You are so annoying.
Yes. Time for Lower Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, and then from there, you try to get as many in said category right before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola! So welcome to the program. Welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Okay, here are your two categories, Joe. We have As Voted On by the fans of the hit show The Simpsons. We have the 10 greatest Simpsons characters of all time. Keep in mind, this was a poll voted by the fans. Then we have a study here, and this is based on all five sports in the U.S., the major sports. That would be football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and soccer. The 10 best large sports cities to live in here in the good old U.S. of A. So, as far as your category, do you want to go Simpsons, Joe, or do you want to go sports?
This is sports.
Sports it is, Joe, and away we go. They say with the North American sports industry worth over $69 billion and growing, a personal finance website released its report of the 2019 best sports cities. To determine the cities where the game is always on regardless of season, they compared 418 small to large cities across the five largest sports. That would be football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and soccer. So, Joe, the way we play the game is you got to get as many right in said category. These are the 10 best large sports cities before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
New York City.
As far as the best large sports cities. Yes. In fact, it comes in at number two in the U.S. That is the second best place if you enjoy sports. Keeping in mind, that also involves collegiate athletics and everything else.
I would guess Boston.
I mean, Boston just wins everything.
Sure.
Yeah, Boston is a good one.
You want to go
with
Boston?
With the Patriots.
Let's go
with the Patriots and the Celtics.
Let's go with number one. And don't forget the Bruins have been very successful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boston number one, New York number two. You've gotten the first two correct. And the best large sports cities. What's your next guess?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California. A comes in at number three as the third best large sports city. So you got the big three. There are seven remaining. Joe, you have no strikes so far on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Let's go with Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Unfortunately,
really?
No.
Huh.
Atlanta hosts a lot of cool things.
Yeah, that's true.
More so than Atlanta actually is involved in the play. And not that Georgia Tech on a collegiate level is not a bad team.
But the Falcons, Atlanta's
now,
terrible.
The Falcons aren't the greatest in the world. The Atlanta Braves have been in a downturn. The Atlanta Hawks have been a terrible team for almost three straight decades now, four straight
Atlanta
decades.
United's probably the best thing, team they have
there.
The
soccer
right
team's the best thing they've got.
They get like 70,000 a game.
Okay. All right, not doing bad, Joe. You got three out of the 10 and one strike.
Dude, maybe try Dallas just because they like sports there that much. You have the Texas-Oklahoma games played in Dallas.
Let's see. Dallas would be a good one.
Dallas at number eight. Out of the best large sports cities, you've got one Boston, two New York, three L.A., and eight Dallas. One strike, Joe, and six remaining possible answers on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
L.A.'s got to be on there,
yep,
right?
It's already on there.
Number three. Never mind.
Good call, though.
Thank you. All right, people are saying Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Detroit.
Let's see. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's number five.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. College basketball is very big in Philly. The Philadelphia Phillies have played pretty good baseball in the
Eagles
last few years.
Finally won the Super Bowl.
Just won as well. Yeah. Phillies got
gritty.
Good sports, sure. So you've gotten halfway to home there. You've gotten five out of the 10, Joe. One strike. There are five answers remaining. These are the best large cities for sports in the United States.
I'm going to stick with the Philadelphia area, and I'm going to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, that's a long five-hour drive, but yes, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is, in fact, on the other side of the state and comes in at number four.
Yeah, they're as far apart in the same state as you can be.
Other than Erie. So you've gotten six out of the 10. You have one strike, four possible answers in the best large sports cities.
What about Frisco?
Let's see, for as much hate that people put on, but I'm going to say Cleveland.
Cleveland!
No.
They don't win in any category.
Maybe, dude, you're right. San Francisco's not a bad call.
Maybe
right,
best man amusement parks
now,
in the
Giants,
United States.
49ers have a great history. They have a good team now.
Golden State's pretty good.
Well, yeah. Steph playing all right.
So, San Fran.
Really?
I cannot give that one to you, Joe.
Was it Oakland?
It is Oakland at number nine.
You gotta be kidding me. Oakland?
Well, that's where Golden State's been playing.
Oh,
yeah.
But they're back
in San Francisco this year.
They're moving, yeah. Other than that, I'm not sure exactly. I think it's the loyalty to sports there, which doesn't mean anything because they're playing in Las Vegas next year.
Right. So what else is on the list?
So we've got, so far, Boston, Massachusetts at number one. New York, New York at number two. Los Angeles, California, number three. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at four, followed by Philly at five. And then the correct answer, Dallas at eight and Oakland at nine. There are three cities remaining. These are the top 10 best large sports cities in the United States. Any other guesses?
Did we say Chicago yet?
You have not.
Chicago.
Chicago in at number six. That is correct.
I'm thinking Denver,
Ted,
Houston.
One of these you're not going to believe. You are not going to believe one of these, Doug. It's going to blow.
Don't tell me D.C.'s all
D.C.
that.
Is number seven.
That's got to be for everything but the football.
Yeah.
I guess so. Your hockey team's pretty good.
Yeah, the Nats just won.
One remaining. That's number 10. And by the way, this comes our way of the fine folks at WalletHub.com.
Houston?
No.
Seattle?
No.
Where's Tennessee play?
Tennessee is
Nashville.
They have what?
No,
Predators?
That's not.
Enough.
Hang on.
How many teams do they have? How many different leagues are represented in this city?
They have baseball.
All right.
They have NFL football for sure.
Okay.
They do have NCAA football and basketball as well.
Carolina.
Do they have Miami? I don't think they have baseball for sure, basketball and football.
NFL, NBA, MLB.
And if you fly in to play them,
Denver.
There's a 9-hour drive in from the airport. Denver comes in at number 10.
Yes.
There you go. On the 10 best large sports cities. Number 10, Denver, Colorado, followed by Oakland, California, Dallas, Texas, Washington, D.C., Chicago at 6, Philly at 5, Pittsburgh at 4, L.A., New York, and Boston is your number one best large sports city. By the way, they did break it down in a couple other ways. Best mid-sized sports cities out there. Maybe shocking, but Cincinnati, Ohio comes in at number one.
I would guess.
Buffalo, New York at number two. Green Bay, Wisconsin at three. Salt Lake City at four, followed by Orlando, Florida. Glendale, Arizona. Ann Arbor, Durham, South Bend, and Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and that's all mainly because of college football. Like Salt Lake City, like Utah is right. The stadium's in like the town.
Green Bay is the only one that relies on one thing.
And as far as the best small sports cities in the United States, places like State College, Pennsylvania, West Point, New York, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, East Lansing, Michigan is on the list. Clemson, South Carolina, number one. Also, Morgantown, that hellhole, West Virginia comes in at number seven. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first,
it's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them, will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We start with this one for the head chef. Subject, Ted Smith's sausage party dip. Hola, guys. I was looking for the how-to on Ted's sausage party dip. Please and thank you. My boyfriend had it a while ago, and now we don't know where the recipe went. That from Laura B. Are you willing to finally...
Did I ever give it out?
No.
Maybe they had it at one of your parties.
They had to have been there. Look, the one thing about Ted, as long as I've known him, the sausage dip is his thing. Will he tell you how it's made? No, he will not.
Family, I don't know.
You don't make it anymore.
I still make it for other people.
Oh, okay.
Because the joy of seeing others eat it, Miles.
But the one thing you've held true, you will not share this recipe with anyone.
No, that's why when she said she had it for a while, I'm like...
They're setting you up. They're trying to set you up, I'm telling
you. That's what I think.
Much like your homemade French dip, which is great for potato chips, that you got off the back of a Lipton onion
soup. It's onion dip.
It is. Is this
French dip's a sandwich.
Is this one that,
dummy.
I'm sorry. Is this one that you can find on the actual box? Is this recipe just out there and we can all see it?
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, just Google like hot sausage dip. I'm sure it comes up. A spicy sausage dip.
Spicy sausage.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Spicy sausage dip.
Here comes a question from Scott, who lives in Upper Peninsula, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
The finger up there. Bacholos, given the nature of your program, do you get a lot of complaints from listeners or a hate mail? Does it affect you or what you do? Like, does it just go in one ear and out the other? Love the show. Robin, you get the majority of our hate mail. What do you think? 200 or 300 emails a day?
I mean, it's 150.
Most of the time, it's corrections. And it's people just trying to say, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
We know we don't know what we're talking about. But look, people that don't like the show, it's very, very simple. People that don't like the show, presumably, are not listening. And if you are dumb enough to listen to something that you don't like, we are not that concerned about your opinion. I mean, honestly, guys. Okay. Like, turn the freaking station.
It's a lot of positive emails in real life, and we're very appreciative of
those. We do get a lot of nice ones. So, yeah, thank you.
That's actually weird. We do.
Here's one, and just randomly thinking about this, do Miles, Ted, or Mike have any tattoos? If not, why not? Side note for thrill, yours are awesome, my friend. Can't wait for live day, bitches. That from the lovely Emily. You would be surprised of the tattoo that our own Mike Hawk has right above his two butt cheeks.
Swastika.
Which is...
that is not
Mike,
true.
Do you have any hidden ink anywhere?
Much like Ted's sausage dip recipe, I thought that was a secret.
Uh-huh. Only the fiancé
Have you ever
knows.
Thought about getting a tattoo, Mike?
Of course I've thought about it. I've never thought about one that I would be okay with having for the rest
okay,
of my life.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I'm going to set you up now. Your fiance walks up and says, Michael. It's one of those Michael moments.
Sure.
She said your full name, so now you know there's some gravity to this and you don't want to hear it. But she says, Michael, I love you. We're getting married soon. Why don't you tattoo my name on you?
What you doing?
Is it going to be an awkward conversation?
It sucks because I know she's listening.
That's why I brought
she's
it
still,
up.
She still listens.
I mean, you're getting married.
You're getting married forever, Mike.
It's probably as safe as I'm ever going to be for tattooing somebody's name on it. So, yeah, you know what? I would consider it. I really would.
Mike, are you saying that your fiance listens to the show every day?
No, she does not.
Okay, well, you're all right then. You don't have to worry about it.
I mean, that's
but if
reason.
She is, ask him to get a tattoo to prove.
Damn it.
That's when you know you're in the honeymoon phase, when your person you're with still listens to this radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because everybody's like, yeah, enough of that crap. I've had
I have zero tattoos, but I also have what some would call a commitment issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike doesn't. That's why
that's
he should
right. get that's why he should have one.
Absolutely
Miles,
get it.
You have tattoos.
I've got dumb tattoos from being
18
years old. Yeah, they really are something else. The detail work is astonishing. Ola Macholas is the greatest story never told. Your brand new podcast going to be added to the Men's Room app. Robin, do you have, and you say it is. We have, by the way, put out 3. We'll have another one out for you on, I believe, Tuesday? It's Tuesday, right?
Tomorrow.
So we'll have another one out for you tomorrow. So episode 4 will be entitled Journey.
Yeah.
And we'll have that one for you tomorrow. It's all about our experience hanging with the rock band Journey.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Probably not. If not, I elect a new Men's Room rule. All Men's Room content shall henceforth be added to the Men's Room app. Thank
that
you for all
sense.
You do. That from Trucker Chris, who is lost in the Okie Sticks. Now, the Ted's podcast is up?
The podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have that up at the... And how about the Megacast, Ted's? Do we have that up?
Nope.
No, but you can get that at radio.com. Okay, so we've got...
Go to radio.com.
All right, very good.
And let's see.
Oh, we're done with time on those? Okay, cool. Hey, if you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Like a lot of other states in the United States, South Dakota suffers from a methamphetamine epidemic, and Noem says that the meth crisis is, quote, growing at an alarming rate. So, to reassure her electorate that she is taking the situation seriously, she hired a marketing agency for $1.5 million. And earlier today, Governor Kristi Noem launched her new campaign with TV ads, billboards, posters, and a whole new website. And the slogan they came up with is, Meth, We're On It.
God, I love that so much.
How did nobody say, I think we're sending the exact wrong message?
Have you seen the photos?
Dude, it's posters,
so it's old
billboards.
People, it's like three high school students, right. And just like, meth, I'm on it.
Right.
Yes. I'm on it.
Great job. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.